Continuing with the incident of Mi'raj. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed to the third heaven, and here again Jibreel alayhi sallam asked to enter. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Yusuf alayhi sallam and greeted him with salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yusuf alayhi sallam was extremely handsome. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the fourth heaven, where he met Hazrat Idris alayhi sallam. He then went to the fifth heaven, where he met Hazrat Harun alayhi sallam. From there he climbed to the sixth heaven, where he met Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, then to the seventh, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is his father and he should make salam with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went ahead and made salam with him. Ibrahim alayhi salam replied to the salam and said, "Welcome to a pious son and to a pious prophet." In the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in the sacred presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached, he went into sajda. Here he saw the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he was allowed to talk directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I saw the greatest of all nurs." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke whatever he wished to speak to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speaking with him directly without any person between them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and blessed him with three gifts on this great occasion. The first gift was made up of the five daily salah. The second gift was the last few ayat of Surah Baqarah, which includes the mercy, love, ease and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah. And it speaks about the victory and assistance to the Muslims against the kuffar. The third gift given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this night was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive the major sins of any ummati who does not ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any person whose heart has even an iota, a speck of iman, will one day, inshallah, be removed from Jahannam. Inshallah, we'll conclude the discussion on Mi'raj next week. SubhanAllah.